is letter number 1056, dated 21 day of Sivan, Baruch Hashem. The Rebbe is addressing it to Moray Menachem Mendel Einbund of Chicago. And the Rebbe believes Sheyichya. The Rebbe opens up with Shalom Ubracha, peace and blessing. I was very happy to get regards from you through the Rabbi, Greginius, all the titles, Shalom Zalman Sheyichya Hecht. And I also received from you your participation for charity that I should distribute according to my understanding. I have divided it, I distributed it as follows. Three packages, pasilkes, the Rebbe calls them. Pasilkes, I know, is a Russian word for packages. Three packages went for Kolel Chabad in Jerusalem. Three packages for the Yeshiva Torah Semes in Yerushalayim. And three packages for the Yeshiva, those who come from Russia and Lud. And the rest I put into the charity of the Merkaz for the work that is done in North Africa, from which you have certainly have heard from Rav Gaon Hecht about it. And I will relate to you in short the following. 2 weeks, and the Rebbe has emphasized this a lot, and we've read it in many letters already. 2 weeks before the passing of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, and the Rebbe were all the titles for his father-in-law, he told me that we have to see to it to start a kosher educational work in North Africa, in which there is a large group of Jews, may they increase, and religious Jews. And they wish to have a religious education for their children, but because they are so poor, so a great, a large portion do not have the ability to be able to do that. So, in fitting with the wishes of my father-in-law, the Rebbe again with all the titles, in a short time after his passing, his talkus, we sent to North Africa a special shaliach, a special agent, to acquaint himself with the situation as it is on the place there. Today, it's almost a year, that already opened up several yeshivas, the yeshiva ketanis, for the smaller children yeshivas, Talmud Torahs, chadorim, for both for boys and for girls. And thank God, everything is going with great success. The children are very happy, and they learn, and they're successful in their learning. The only obstacle to that stops from widening the educational work as it would be necessary is the problem is their funding. There's lacking the funding, and
they didn't charge the people to learn.
They didn't charge. They couldn't afford anything. It's almost like today in Brooklyn. Brooklyn. Yeah, you know.
Well, Brooklyn,
I told you, I went to.
You don't pay, you can't learn.
No, I sent my kid. I sent him to, send him next year to the yeshiva. So I told him, he charged me last time around. You know, 2 years ago, he charged me a large amount of money. So I asked him, let me send for the same amount. He sends me back. He says, let me see your tax return. So I send him my tax return. Okay. He comes back. He increases it another $1,500.
Oh, my God.
So I said to him, what did you see? I said, what did you see in my tax return?
Yeah, that's a good
I said, what did you see there that I didn't see over there?
See,
he says, you don't like it?
Schools do that.
Keep your kid home. Or they go somewhere else.
Homeschool.
No, he told me. He says, no. He says, I got a whole line of kids waiting over here.
Yeah. You know what it is?
He says, I have a line of kids waiting.
It's sad.
Yes or no? And tell me right now, you know? You know, don't think.
Rabbi, so different from your college. Well, you got to get the tax return. If you want more money, say you can't afford it, they said, then go someplace else.
Yeah, but why did he ask for the tax return? Who is he? Who's he kidding?
Rabbi.
Is he kidding? Who's he kidding? He didn't say anything in tax return.
Rabbi, you know what happened?
Who's he kidding?
You probably make more money than a lot of the people there.
Sure, yeah.
And they should have given you professional courtesy.
Yeah.
No, but synagogues.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't want to talk anymore about it.
We'll make sure you can pay.
So the Rebbe says the only thing is the lack of funding. And the Rebbe says the pain is even greater with this. That actually, the Rebbe says it's very cheap. The cost of living in North Africa is very cheap. for a few dollars a month is enough to draw in a child into the kosher education. So with every dollar that is brought into the fund over here for the Americas, this provides the opportunity to raise another Jewish child to strengthen his connection to Torah and mitzvah, their connection to Torah and mitzvahs, that he should remain, they should remain true Jews for the rest of their lives. I would be interested, Rebbe says, whether you have a set time to study Torah and in which books, and for sure, Rebbe says, you keep the schedule, the what's been instituted by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles to say the portion of Tehillim every day after the davening, li neder. In this case, the Rebbe doesn't tell him some of the other things, the Chumash, the Tehillim, and the Tanya, just the Tehillim. I end this with the blessing for long life, long days, good years, and that you should be able to grow in Torah and mitzvahs, and especially in the mitzvah of tzedakah, and to hear good news with blessing.
Rabbi, years ago, the synagogue